Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot, we your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one.
Hey, yo. We got games tonight. Let's go, let's go. We welcome you in here. So the Wednesday, January 22nd edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
Of
the worst slums of Sacramento. We are live.
I didn't see it, but I heard our boy Jacob cut a little promo on Friday. Did you see that?
Did he? I didn't.
They said he was in his bag.
Okay.
I got to go see that.
I'm kind of out
on wrestling.
Yeah. Like I'm like that. We were doing something on KSFM. Like it was probably yesterday because we was watching basketball, and they ran an AEW commercial. Mm. I don't know who none of them people are. Not one of them. Like, I have not. I saw, like, something popped up. Oh, updated on Jade Cargill's injury status. Like, Jade was hurt? I had no idea.
No, I just had
no clue what's going on.
I thought they had put her on the bench or something like that.
I have no clue what's happening.
Wrestling is boring right now.
I ain't about it. I told you I thought the debut show on Netflix was a mess.
You know it's Dwayne's fault, right?
That's probably accurate. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
That guy stinks, though.
They shouldn't have given Cody the belt. That damn near ended wrestling for a minute.
You talking about WrestleMania?
Yeah.
No, that's a bad take. You had
that,
to.
That ended wrestling for a minute.
That's ridiculous.
It is. Oh, sorry. I'm saying it ended wrestling. What are we watching for at this point? Story's over.
I think Damon's laughing at something else.
No, I'm laughing at something completely different. You know, I was talking to our boys, Steiny and Guru, today.
I checked that out. I checked that out. Good job.
Yeah, okay, no, I appreciate it. Yeah. I looked at the mentions like, oh, they did the gimmick.
Oh, they got
boy!
You.
Boy!
No, what is it?
So, this is a quote. To the best I could see, everything that's quoted, I did actually say.
Just not in that sequence.
Welcome to the Buddy Hield experience. Watching your fan base go through it on a night-to-night basis is comical. Dot, dot, dot. That said, if Steph Curry is on your team, I'm going to be scared of the Golden State Warriors. Bruh, those two statements were at minimum 13 minutes apart. That wasn't a part of the same conversation.
They play the game over there, bro. Call it what it is. They play the game.
When they say
their name seriously,
they mean they the game.
We Time to play the game. Oh, that is hilarious.
We're going to work these quotes in here one way or another. Don't matter if it was on separate shows.
Listen, that's pretty accurate, too.
That is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. That .. is working ass off.
That is that they use that to they use that every time.
Lord have mercy.
Every time. They could have stopped at the .. They could have said, watching the Buddy Hield experience, watching your fan base go through that on a night to night basis is comical. Period.
Nope. Gotta get the step first.
I don't even think that's how it works, too. Like, you can use the .., but it's got to be, like, within the same house, bro. No. You're going different streets. We're in a different city with this quote.
No, the Buddy Hield experience, that's in Roseville. The Steph Curry line, that's downtown Sacramento.
Yeah, I don't think that works. That's not what they taught us in class.
Oh, man. Shout out to our working. Guys, man. Shout out to our guys.
Speaking of, they're banging down the door to get on D'Lo and KC today.
Oh, who won pull up
to? Apparently, Bonte Hill got some things to say today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bonte pulling up at 2 o'clock. Man, ain't talked to Bonte in like 2 years. Still, never met the man.
Never. That's hella funny.
That's the weird part of radio.
I have never met this man. He looks like he's 6'5 in some of the pictures that he takes. I have no idea how.
I would put Bonte as 6'2. He's tall.
He looks tall.
He's 6'2. I don't think he's taller than Guru, though.
Never met the man. Met Guru? Yeah, I met Guru at your house.
That's right. Guru, I think, is about 6'4, maybe 6'5.
Okay.
That's a good question. I'll ask Bonte, who's taller, him or Guru? I think Guru a little taller.
Bonte will be with us coming up at 2 o'clock. James Hamm, final hour of the show. He'll be, I'm sure, somewhere at the arena. Of course, it's game day, baby. The Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. It doesn't seem to matter what the records are. This is a game people get up for.
It's rivalry week.
Rivals week.
Rivals week is what it is?
Because rivalry week is college.
Yeah, that makes
rivals
sense. Rivals week
is
the NBA.
The NBA.
Right. Rivals week. That's what it is. Doesn't matter.
When why is Throw the Michael, records out. Why is Michael Malone such a curmudgeon about everything?
What do you complain about?
Rivals? I don't consider anyone a rival. Right, it's like
you want to talk about ratings, bro. That might be half the problem.
Michael, like, it's a gimmick. Everyone knows what this is.
That whole Nuggets team just doesn't have fun, huh?
This is no one hates life more. Let me tell you something. No, if you have ever questioned what a ring means, look at Michael Malone. Mm-hmm. Michael Malone is an ass. He comes across as an ass, mm-hmm. but he's got one. So he's good.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't have that one, like, man, get this idiot out of here. He's living up. I don't think he's a good coach. I think he's a great coach.
Yeah.
Bro, just play along. We all know what it is. In-season tournaments, rival weeks, that's all stuff. For the league that you work for,
yes.
They pay you a very handsome amount of money. Just go along with the bit.
That's all you got to do.
Rivals. I don't consider anyone a rival. Bro, shut up.
And
you are so fortunate to coach one of the best players on the planet.
Well, simple as that. And I like Michael Malone. I think he's a great coach as well. But people talk about ratings. Guys like that's part. When Michael Malone was talking crazy about the Lakers 2 years ago, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. He was in his bag. Like, this is entertainment. You said it perfectly. You get paid handsomely to be part of everything that goes along with it.
Yeah.
Like, be a part of it, bro. I want that win so bad tomorrow. I know we're going to talk about today. I always want to beat the Nuggets. Always.
Nuggets low-key get
always.
I had no idea the Kings played tomorrow.
Yeah, a little back-to-back.
Because I knew they had Saturday. I was like, man, okay. So is New York, Brooklyn. It's one of those teams. It's New York because Moms is headed out there. Yeah. Sheldon L. Grove is out there. I was putting a meeting in on my calendar that I have tomorrow. Like, wait, what? Kings at Denver. Great. No, it's fine.
We'll get Michael Malone on the show.
Bro, just play along with everything. Like, yeah. don't be such a curmudgeon about freaking everything.
And I haven't done this in a while. I've been really good at bookmarking when I see. Maybe I still have this. But So Rivals Week was supposed to be, good job by me. The whole thing was Embiid versus Jokic.
Okay.
That's, you know, the Rivals.
Yeah, I understand where I'm going.
The Sixers played the Nuggets last night. Joel Embiid was out. The last time Embiid played in Denver, Tom Brady was the Patriots quarterback. Todd Gurley was still on the Rams.
Oh, shout out, Todd.
Bradley Beal averaged 30 points per game. Tiger King and The Last Dance weren't out yet. And the UK was still part of EU. That's a long time ago. Todd Gurley's the one that got me.
So, yeah, that's pre-pandemic stuff right there.
Gurley's so, the one
that got me. It's a whole different life.
Whose fault is that?
Nobody's, I guess.
It's the NBA's fault.
Why?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, to book Denver versus Philadelphia as a part of this gimmick? Yeah.
Got you. Yeah, you're right.
Whose fault is that?
I thought you were asking, like, whose fault is they haven't played? Like, maybe Joel Embiid's body, but it's a little harsh.
No, that's 100% Joel. Well, Joel, I'm talking about
sometimes
who's
Joel
at fault for booking this?
Some of these matchups aren't even rivalries, though.
Oh. they're not.
Well, but they're trying to create some. So I understand that.
Well, no, what this is, it's just a way to highlight Steph and LeBron in a different way. The Warriors and the Lakers aren't a rival. That is not a rivalry. LeBron and Steph is.
When do they play? Tomorrow?
That's the marquee one, isn't it?
Or Saturday.
I think it's Saturday. I think that's the marquee one.
Yeah, they got 2-3 on Saturday.
Nuggets, Wolves,
all on ABC?
Mm-hmm. All day long, triple header.
Wow, okay.
Nuggets, Wolves, Celtics, Mavs, and the Lakers, Warriors.
Bruh, NBA, shout out to ESPN and the NBA. They even go 9 a.m. on ESPN.
Okay.
Pacers, Spurs.
Okay, all right. Well, let me know how that one goes.
For whatever reason.
I'll box score hunt for that one.
For whatever reason, they're not playing on Friday. I don't know why. They got 3 games on Friday. I don't know. But they put everything on Saturday. And then, obviously, 1 game on Sunday.
Rivals Week is essentially just playoff matchups or, like, just rematches.
They're just games.
Yeah.
That's all that's happening.
There's not even real rivals.
Like, are the Lakers-Celtics playing?
No, it's Celtics-Mavs.
Yeah, they are. Lakers-Celtics play tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to get the tweet.
But, you know, I got to try something.
No, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with it.
Yeah.
Just don't be so salty about it.
Well, yeah, that guy. That guy. Matter of fact, how about this? How about let's just get the Nuggets off of all these marquee games?
What do you think?
Nobody wants to watch them anyway.
What do you think he's so angry about still?
I don't know.
But you won. You won.
You
did it.
You said it perfectly. That team hates basketball.
Feels like it.
Like Michael Malone hates this. Like Jokic hates it. Like he's just like clutching pictures of his horses. He just wants to get the hell out of here. They all hate it, except Russell Westbrook.
That's it.
Russell Westbrook loves basketball. Good. I actually, if it wasn't for those stupid numbers, the elevation gimmick that they do.
5280.
Those jerseys they had last night were fire. The white jerseys with the color, those were fire. It's just.
They're all right. They're not bad.
Okay. I don't care what you think. The jerseys were fire. It just has a stupid-ass number on it. We'll walk around and it says 51398. Like, what am I going to do with that?
What if the Kings had the same jersey and it said 916?
No, I wouldn't like it.
It's a city jersey.
I would not like
area
it.
Area codes and stuff like that are weird. Like, the mask thing, I know
there's
miles.
There's too many
like
numbers on here. Like, I would not like a 916. It beats Sacktown. It's better than that.
Oh, that's awful. Their little throwbacks this year are awful. The Kings, the blue joints, I'm not feeling them. And shout out to everyone
Which
in the chat.
Which ones are the throwbacks again?
The one, the Royale joints.
Oh, right.
Yeah, those are trash. Yeah. We can get rid of those.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody in the chatty house. You're right, man. Pacers Spurs in France 2 times this week. So, okay. Okay.
So, it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, dude.
But we did agree on something and we fixed something. Get the Nuggets off all these games. You know, remember last year when they were on Christmas and you were like, we don't want to see them? I was like, well, they won the championship. You got to put them there. No, you really don't now. No. You really don't now. Like, why are they getting national TV?
They make the finals, throw it on NBA TV.
They don't even want to be there. That's the whole point. If they wanted to be there, sure. But they don't even want to be there. They don't even care about this. Get Jokic and Michael Malone off of here.
Boring his damn team in the league.
Bye.
We'll come back. We've got a game to get ready for. The Suns are doing something. And Eddie Gonzalez, he laid out the blueprint for us over a week ago. But some of y'all might have missed it. Now it's happening in real time. We'll talk about that. And great news. No matter how bad you are at your job, you can get rehired. The proof is in the NFL. We'll tell you about it. Also, the Raiders have a general manager. That's all ahead. We're just getting started. Bonte Hill at 2 o'clock. James Hamm at 3 o'clock. It's D-Lo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Go ahead. What happened?
Well, no. I meant to tell you guys. I meant to do it during the break, but we're here. I saw the tiger.
Come on, man. That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. You get it. Just get past it and we'll
play through
it. Yeah.
Play through it, buddy. It's fine. Come on. Play on.
What are we doing out here?
Play on.
Tiger in South Central.
For those that aren't familiar,
what's going on, man?
KC is watching Snowfall, and we just told him, you got to get.
I just love the idea. Like, dude's got a tiger in his backyard. Nobody's going to raise any eyebrows about it.
Just get through it.
Now, I do think, not that it really matters, but I do think they were – that's the other thing. He has no idea where he's at the entire time. I think they're in East L.A. Judging by, like, the Mexicans and the Mexican gang stuff, I think they're in East L.A. And the fact that he's so uncomfortable and doesn't know where he's at, I think that's where they're at. So I can't say for sure that they don't have houses with that type of room in the backyard. So I don't know. Maybe.
Bro, that's a backyard with a tiger in the cage. Come on, that's not. Someone's got to know. You're telling me LAPD can't walk past the street and see, oh, wow, there's a tiger growling in the backyard.
Come on. So I saw that. And I said, oh.
We're here.
This is what they were telling me.
Yeah, we're here.
The episode was actually pretty good, though. It's the first, I guess it's a two-part. It was actually pretty good because you don't know.
They're running the whole time that episode, right?
Yeah. And you don't, and somebody's just going after the whole conglomerate,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know who it is. I didn't find out who it was yet, but
it's all right. Season six gets better.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Well, and then what's this white guy doing in the Middle East, L.A.? It's just collective. Like, this guy looks like he should be in Big Bear somewhere, and he's in East L.A.? That's what we're doing? All right.
Like I said, it gets weird, but.
In the early 90s, just walking around East L.A. Okay, dog.
With a tiger. As a hunter.
With a tiger, right.
As a hunter with stuffed animals and a live tiger. Okay. No, it's okay. The show's good, though. I look past it. Like you said, I look past it because the show's good. It's fine.
It's big news, though. We're getting real close to Kenny Caraway finishing a show for the first time in who knows how long.
Ever?
No.
Well, not ever, but Kenny is like notorious on the show for like, yeah, I'll go three seasons and I just won't finish.
What show has he finished during the duration of D'Lo and Casey?
Well, I'm
talking to my producer.
He'll tell you. I've watched all the Powers.
Yeah, Powers is the only one I know that he's finished.
As they go along, I watch all the Powers.
That doesn't count.
But everything else, like, I watched like two seasons of that show, and then that was kind of it.
Did you ever finish, what was the Keith or Sullivan joint?
Oh, the Distinguished, or no, Designated Survivor.
That one. Did you finish that?
I didn't even get to the Netflix part.
Oof, don't bother.
No, I got to see it.
Oh, you don't?
Because
I got there. I was like, hey!
Survivor.
We're not on ABC anymore.
I think I got two seasons in.
Kenny might have the plug on a tiger in East LA.
What? Come on, man. Well, you guys talk about being this is JC in LA. She got more connects than I do. She know everybody everywhere.
So someone in your family can get a tiger?
I wouldn't put it past her.
Turns out the episode was spot on, I guess.
Did you ever finish Blackish?
No.
Wow.
That was brought up the other day in the house. Like, I think I'm ready to finish Blackish. It's been off the air for 4 years.
Like bro has watched every episode of BMF.
No, I have. I'm up to date on BMF.
That is wild.
Oh, and I watched what's the crazy show? The crazy Tyler Perry joint. I saw that one recently.
The one with Kelly Rowland? Oh, that's a movie.
No, it's just really wild. It's like
Black is Beauty.
Beauty is Black, or something like that. I'm up to date on that,
bro. That's so crazy. Terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, that's
you
couldn't
don't
look
have
away.
To support everything Black.
I couldn't look away.
You would. It was easy for me to look away. I was like, what is this?
I had to see how this finishes. That show's crazy.
You must really like Snowfall then, if you're like really going through it.
I do like Snowfall. That's a good show.
Okay.
That's a good show. Even now.
Now, like, you watching these alone? Like Jazz isn't around watching it? You're not watching it together?
No, she won't watch shows with me.
Oh. Well, at the rate at which you watch shows, I don't blame her.
Oh, yeah. I watched the other joint I saw.
I bet you $50 Jasmine's already seen the end of Blackish.
I don't know. She watches everything.
Okay, honey, we can watch it now.
You know, I did watch La Plama.
That's a show on Netflix, right?
Yeah, that's about 4 or 5 episodes.
I don't know what that is.
I think they're trying to escape a hurricane in that one.
A volcano.
Volcano.
And basically the earth is collapsing at its core in this one spot. And then I watched this other black show, I forgot what it was called. It's like 8 or 9 episodes. And I watched it. It was like the mission or the something. I don't know. But, you know.
Was it good?
It was like 8 episodes. It probably, the story could have been told in 4. And the ending was like, all right, man. All right. It's like, all right, this is what I've waited for.
Sounds like you
pick
bad shows.
A BMF a good show.
No, it's not.
BMF good.
Say it with a straight face.
BMF a good show.
You can't say it with a straight face.
I
Look
enjoy
at you.
BMF.
It's not.
Raising Kanan is a good show.
Raising Kanan is a great show. Don't put those in the same category.
It's not the same person.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean it's good. BMF is 50 Cent's joke on everybody. Like, watch, I could make a show, put my name on it, put black people in it, and they'll watch it. It's going to be trash. It's going to be poorly acted. I'm going to hire a guy who's not even an actor.
I say this all the time. I'm a bad movie show critic because I find the entertainment in almost anything. I never, even with the show that I was like, that could have been done a different way. It was still entertaining. It was fine. It was fine. I won't walk away from a show because it's not going well. I got to see it through.
Man.
Office soon.
Sure. It's going to be a movie tonight at the Golden One Center. That's for sure. Can the Sacramento Kings make it 6 straight? Couple of games worth keeping your eye on. It's a win-win scenario for the Kings tonight when the T-Wolves play the Mavericks. Also got the Clippers playing host to the Celtics. The Suns are in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. The Suns are making move. The West can shift on a night-to-night basis. This win will go a long way, and like the Kings can maybe start to separate themselves a little bit from Golden State. Again, not a lot of separation, but maybe you could start to separate a little bit from Golden State and San Antonio, who are sitting in the 11th and 12th spot, respectively. Kings could do a little bit more to cement themselves in that play-in category as they continue to try to creep up and get into the top 6.
If you had to choose right now, who you want to win tonight, Minnesota or Dallas?
Dallas.
I want Minnesota winning.
I'm getting Minnesota out of there.
See, I'm about. Well, they're not going to, but that's my point. Well, they're not going to go away. They're not going to
Neither one of them
Dallas
go
could
away.
Go.
Dallas could go away?
Well, they lost Lively for 2 to 3 months right today.
Mm-hmm.
Luca, who knows when he's getting back. The schedule's getting tough. Yeah, like, they could get.
I think Luca's relatively soon unless they decide to hold him out. I think Luka's next week. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, take that back. I think Luka's due for reevaluation next week.
They may not have the luxury to wait this. If I were them, I'd wait till after the All-Star break. What's the point in rushing him back? But they might not have the luxury to because it's a little iffy right now.
Yeah,
it's a little iffy. So I say I want Dallas to lose because we could get them out. We can get them completely out of the way. I don't think you can get Minnesota completely out the way. They'll be a middling team. You could get Dallas down to like 9.
Always look forward.
Have them in a 9-10 game.
Always look forward, never behind you. Gotta get Dallas out of here. I think the Kings will be fine. Timberwolves, they're what they are now is what they'll be the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think Jesse's right on that. Well, we might not be able to get rid of them, but I don't think they're very good.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. I think they're the middling team. I think they're a playing team. The West is so.
I don't think Minnesota's falling out of the top 10.
No.
I don't think they will be at the end of the season.
The reason why I don't want to say definitively they're a playing team is because the West is so kind of iffy right now. Like, they could find themselves in. Like, the Kings could find themselves in 4 because of the way the West is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, because of that. Minnesota could find themselves in the top 6, but I agree with you, both you guys, on the premise of who they are. They're just kind of a middling team right now. They're going to be what they are right now for the rest of the season.
Okay.
I think. Let's get Dallas out of here.
All right. It's fine. Either way, I'll be happy. If the Kings win, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care what y'all
that's
do.
That's the most important thing. Get that W.
Get that dub right there. And then you got Phoenix and Brooklyn. So Phoenix is doing some things.
Yeah.
And if you were with us, not last Friday, but the Friday before, our brother, it's on YouTube. You can go find it. Eddie laid out what this entire thing with Phoenix, Miami, and potentially the Milwaukee Bucks looks like. Mm-hmm. We saw the Phoenix Suns trade an unprotected 2031 pick to the Utah Jazz for 3 first-round picks. The Jazz, of course, have a ton of first-round picks, so they can basically give the Suns the worst one and satisfy the terms of the deal. There's a lot to break down here because it's clear something is brewing involving Phoenix in those picks. 2, if Danny Ainge were a publicly traded company, he'd be investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Like, this man makes no sense in his execution of deals. Absolutely none. I get acquiring a 2031 pick, from a team that you might think will wind up being bad here in the coming years. I have no faults to that. It's just the way that he moves. If he was a stock, people would be like, there's insider trading here. Something is off.
Right.
We're investigating Danny Ainge. But that's not how this works. The Securities and Exchange Commissions don't investigate basketball general managers. But we saw that move drop yesterday immediately after the show and knew exactly what it meant. Phoenix is trying to acquire. Phoenix probably has the framework to acquire Jimmy Butler in a deal. Everyone from Eddie to Bobby Marks to Sham Sharania has been consistent in the statement the Miami Heat will not take Bradley Beal. And it was Eddie who told us that's perfectly fine because Milwaukee will. Mm-hmm. And now there's rumblings of a Phoenix-Miami-Milwaukee deal. I read something, and I'm sure I don't get it, but it was Phoenix, Miami, Milwaukee, Toronto. Either way, Eddie told us push has come to shove, and this Jimmy Butler deal is going to get done sooner rather than later, and I feel like we're staring at sooner right now.
I agree. I'd expect something to happen. I haven't talked to nobody, but I expect something to happen this week. Sometime this week. What is it, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Sometime this week, things should go down with the Jimmy Butler trade because, like you said, things are moving. People are positioning themselves. The Suns are positioning themselves. And if I'm Miami, if I'm these other teams, like let's get on with this. Like let's get this done. Because now you're talking about involving 3-4 teams potentially. You're holding up a lot.
Yeah.
You're holding up the damn league at that point. So
but are they?
Maybe. Well, we saying 3-4. We don't know how many people are getting involved here.
Very true. I don't know what the hold up, because I feel like Jimmy is unique.
Mm.
Brad is unique. And really what we could be talking about is that's holding stuff up is if Milwaukee is in fact involved and it's the Bobby Portis, the Robert Carr, it's those types of players that teams might be calling about trying to acquire that kind of get the hang on 1 second.
Well, what if you're trying to get picks for cap room? And you're like, Brooklyn, come talk to me. Or Brooklyn, can you get Ben Simmons involved? Because that's an expiring and we can make the money match up that, like little stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
While the Kings are trying to do business with Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm with you. I think they're a little unique because of the size of the contracts. But when you start talking about getting 4 or 5 teams involved, Chicago with Zach LaVine potentially. I heard that as well. Like this could hold up everything. And here in Sacramento, we're trying to get something done. Stop playing.
Yeah, it could.
Jimmy Butler last night wearing Suns colorway of his shoes. Settle down, Jimmy.
Jimmy's not subtle, man.
Just relax, bro. Like, why are we doing this? Why are you doing that, Jimmy?
Wasn't it TK who spotted the hair?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That he had the colors in the Phoenix Suns colors in his hair?
It's a little distasteful too, Jimmy. Like, all right, bro.
Jimmy is not concerned about that. Never has been.
No.
He cussed an entire team out once at practice in front of the media. It's Jimmy's bag.
I really like Jimmy Butler. I love his story and everything, but he does things that maybe that's not a guy that I'd want to rock with for the long term as a teammate.
Let me ask something here as it pertains to Phoenix. Jimmy, cool. Brad, off to Milwaukee. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter?
No.
I don't think so either.
Like
That's the thing I'm struggling with. I can't, in my head, make this matter.
It might matter in terms of can they get into the playoffs? Hell, if you want to say, once again, in this West, does it matter in terms of getting a top 6 seed?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But you're not winning no championship. You're not beating OKC. You're not beating Houston. I don't think you're beating Memphis. Hell, you might not beat the Kings. Like, no. And moving forward, does it help? No.
Oh, it definitely doesn't help moving forward. But whatever this team does, they're doing off the strength of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's whether Brad's on the team or Jimmy's on the team. And, I mean, those two brothers, I think, are going to – I don't know how much further they can carry you, but this the roster just isn't built right. Like the Nick Richards move, like, sure, that's probably something you needed to do. I mean, if they find a way to move off of Yusuf Nurkic and get a couple of players who can at least help for this year, like, fine, you've thrown him into the doghouse, so find a way to turn that into something. But I just I've tried to look at this in 20 different ways and listening to Eddie over and over and over again, and I just don't see it.
The if you move on from Nurkic as well, not that like he was 100% helping you, but now you got you still got a side situation. You know what I mean? Like who's gonna guard Jokic? I mean, nobody will anyway. But like Sabonis, like you're
but these are the things that you have to figure out. If like they're playing for a championship, They might not be playing very well, but they're playing for a championship. And those are the types of things you have to think of. You have to think of Nurkic. You have to think of, you know, mismatches against Oklahoma City. You have to think of mismatches against, you know, Houston, Memphis, the top teams in the conference, and what you can do to overcome that. Again, this team is one goal. One goal. And I just... Not only do I not see them achieving it, I just can't envision them getting close.
No. And then that's also assuming, which I think is an assumption right now. At this point in his career, I guess in both of their career, that's assuming Jimmy Butler is an upgrade from Bradley Beal, which I'm not sure he is. I'm not sure he is. Jimmy Butler at 36 years old or whatever, and you want to sign him moving forward? Are you going to have to give him the contract extension moving forward? I don't know if that's an upgrade from Bradley Beal. So how much better are you really getting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tragic.
Well, not for us.
No.
Not our problem.
No, not at all. Matter of fact, stay down.
OKC, according to your boy, Tim McMahon, was also trying to get in on that 2031 pick. Obviously, Phoenix is just trying to acquire first-round picks, no matter what they look like.
Yeah.
Utah has a ton of them. Oklahoma City has a ton of them. I guess this 2031 pick was a prize. So long,
the whole
Kings
damn draft.
Pick swap.
Man. The whole damn draft is going to be a prize. Do you agree with King of Mactown? When I asked, like, is it an upgrade, Bradley Beal, Jimmy Butler, he says it's a better fit.
How so, King of Mactown? A better fit what in the sense he's more of a deep, because he doesn't need the ball as much. He's more of a defensive player. Like what makes you sold that it's a better fit?
Yeah, I don't know if it is. Like what they need is like they need a center and or a power forward. Mm-hmm. And if they were able to trade Bradley Beal for that, yeah, it kind of place everybody where it's supposed to be. Because now you got Tyus Jones at the point. You got Booker at the two. You can put KD back at the three. Mm-hmm. And now whoever you trade a Butler for, you can get that four or five position. Just putting in a situation where KD's back to being a four, essentially, or stays at being a four, that doesn't help you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe your thought is Jimmy Butler – in certain situations, because he's a little bit more physical, maybe he could play the four. You know, maybe, depending on who the matchup is. Like if they're playing the Kings, like Jimmy Butler can guard DeRozan or Keegan Murray because of how physical he is. But I don't know if that works against OKC with Chet Holmgren and Hartenstein or something like that, or even Dort out there or the other Jalen Williams out there. Like you may be too small, which is, in my opinion, you're a problem right now if you're Phoenix, is you've got guys out of position. And I just don't see it as much of a change in fit bringing Jimmy Butler in there.
Thunder 35-7. Chet and street close. I think nearing a return. Did Shams put that out yesterday?
Two to 3 weeks. He's progressing along fine.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're going to try to get him going in about 2 to 3 weeks. Uh-huh. I would assume him after the All-Star break, maybe when he comes back.
The math checks out. That math checks out. But it's going to be day-to-day watching of the conference, whether Phoenix makes this deal or not, whether the Kings beat the Golden State Warriors tonight or not. It's going to be day-to-day watching of the conference.
Let me ask you a question on the flip side, RIP, flip side.
Damn shame what happened to your friend, Flip.
How do you feel about Milwaukee if they can get Bradley Beal?
Yeah, I like that.
I do too.
I like that because Chris Middleton going to the bench wasn't an accident. Like that was, I don't want to say it was strategic, but it was clear like, okay, we've done a lot of this.
Just like Bradley Beal going to the bench wasn't.
No, that absolutely wasn't an accident. That was a bully tactic. But I actually like that. I also think I like Bradley Beal more than most people do.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Some people talk about Brad like he sucks. Bradley Beal's really good. Right. And I think on that team, he works. I do wonder if he's got to have the right mindset. It's no different than, I guess, what he has in Phoenix in that, you know, you got Giannis and Dame there and things are kind of working with them. I do wonder what they look like because I assume they're trying to maneuver their cap and their salary, they being Milwaukee. I assume Bobby Portis would be out of here in some way, shape, or form. I assume, what's the other one we talk about? Covington?
Yeah.
Robert Covington?
Yeah. Pat Connaughton.
Pat Connaughton, sorry. Where's Robert Covington? He's not in.
Is he still in the league?
Probably listening to D-Lo and KC right now.
Oh, salute.
Salute. Getting paid. He didn't pay one.
Pat Connaughton, like, you're eliminating, like, your depth there because I don't know if Chris Middleton's getting traded. And I don't even know if it would matter.
No, he's getting traded.
In this deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got to go. So
Middleton and Port, because you might not have to do all three.
So what I'm seeing, this one, some of it can't happen. But I think CBS Sports had a mock trade, and it would have the Heat getting Middleton, Bobby Portis, Ryan Dunn, which I don't think that could even happen. But Middleton, Portis, Connaughton, and I always forget how to say my man's name, the young fellow, Marjon Bacamp,
okay.
Young guy. So four players from Milwaukee are going. The most notable ones are Middleton, Portis, and Connaughton.
Okay.
So that will leave Milwaukee would still have Torian Prince.
Now I'm trying to figure out, like, what is Miami doing? Are they cutting guys? You're getting four for one. You're sending someone somewhere. Maybe that's where Toronto comes into play if Toronto was here, or maybe they're sending players back to Miami and only Brad is going to Phoenix. Jimmy is going to Phoenix.
In this trade, they're talking about Ryan Dunn, which our guy Eddie Gonzalez said you can't even do that. That would be like kind of the prize. Ryan Dunn, you're getting a first round pick in 2027. Middleton has 2 or 3 years left on his deal. Portis might be expiring, so maybe that's what the thought is. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what Miami's doing.
Chris Middleton has 1 year left on his deal, and it's a player option for next season, which he'll probably opt into right this second if he hears this. $34 million due to Chris Middleton next season.
Yeah. So everybody, and I think Securing the Bagley, who changed his name back to Securing the Bagley, in the chat, says they can't trade Ryan Dunn, which – number one, maybe the holdup. And number two, maybe where you're trying to get other teams involved, like we talked about. Like maybe that's where the rumors of Brooklyn or Chicago or something like that. Because you're right. If I can't get Ryan Dunn and I'm taking Middleton, who's going to opt in, and Bobby, like what am I doing this for if I'm Miami?
Yeah.
I got to get something back, whether it's a player or this a couple more first round picks.
Yeah.
In that deal.
Well, no matter who's moving, they're going to need our man, Johnny Jennings. No realtor does more to sell your home than Tom Daves and Johnny Jennings at Made for More. They will do it with absolutely no risk to you, a home warranty, top professional real estate photos, 3D digital home presentation are just a few of the tools that they provide. Made for More maximizes all you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar. No risk, no stress. just the area's most professional real estate team in the market. And with the trade deadline looming, y'all are going to need a realtor. Expect more, get more with Johnny Jennings and the Tom Daves team at Made for More Realty. California RE number 01982171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home. We'll come back with more of D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Hey. All right. So usually I have everything there for everybody when it comes to that Beam money over a Prize Picks, right? Usually I do. But I'm gonna ask the class for a little help, man, because I got the Beam money. I haven't pressed send yet. You know, I haven't done anything yet. There's one thing I'm mulling over. So right now, I got a combo. 6.5 three-pointers made. I went more. It's De'Aaron Fox and Steph Curry. I went more than 6.5 combined three-pointers made for those two. Andrew Wiggins, 4.5 rebounds. I went more. Keon Ellis, 6.5 points. I went more. Malik Monk, 18.5 points. I went more. Domantas Sabonis, 18.5 points. I went more. Here's the one where I need everybody's help.
Well, hold on, man. How much money are you going to win with this slay tonight?
Well, you know, it's right now it's 25 times. It's 25 times.
All right. Go ahead. What's the one you're stuck on? Let me make my picks because this is ridiculous.
Buddy Hield.
Flamethrower.
10.5 points. I went less. Should I keep it less or should I go more? Should I keep Buddy Hield 10.5 points less or should I go more?
Go less, I think. I'm counting on something from Jim Park tonight, like tweets.
That's just
been out in the universe. That's been happening. Like that's something that's just the Warriors are going through. So I'd go less right now. It's not good.
Buddy Hield, 10.5 points. Oh, man.
Do we really see the Warriors fans tonight be like, yeah, Buddy Hield, wow, he really played well tonight? No, go less.
What do you think, Dane?
I'd leave it at less.
Less it is. Let's go.
No, hold
He's
going
to go like 2 for 12 from three, but.
Whoa. Are you running the, what's it called, the perfect joint?
No, that's 37.5 times. I'm going flex.
Okay.
I'm going with a flex play.
Okay.
Because, you know, I need that cushion.
Yeah.
I'm going with the flex play. And remind you, De'Aaron Fox, Steph Curry, 6.5, made three-pointers. I went more.
They got 49 points combo for those two tonight.
Points are going to be scored tonight.
You think so?
I think so. Andrew Wiggins, 4.5 rebounds. I went more. Keon Ellis, 6.5 points. I went more. Malik Monk, the Warriors killer, 18.5 points. I went more. And then...
They just took Domas off the board.
Yeah, I just saw that
you see
too.
That?
Come on, bruh.
Boom. They just took Domas off the board.
That's all right. I'm going to find a way to put him back on. I should do rebounds with Domas. 15 rebounds. 15 rebounds or they took his points off.
They took his like they got him at 15 rebounds. Man. They got 25.5 points and assists. 40.5 points, rebounds and assists.
I'm a hold tight for his point. Before I submit it, I'm a hold tight. You guys will have the Beam money ready to go soon. But if you do sign up with Prize Picks, make sure you put that promo code KIFM in there. Get you a free $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM. You're going to want to do that as well because they've got the Jaden Daniels free play going on. He only needs half a yard for you to win in that lineup. Or have that in your winning lineup, half a yard in the NFC Championship game. So you want to get that done ASAP. I might put Jaden Daniels in every lineup I have for the rest of the week. That's going to be a good one, man. You must be present in certain states. Make sure you go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game. Buddy Hield, less.
Just my lineup is trash, dude. It's not even making me any money. Man, I'm out.
I think the
I have four selections. It was like, oh, four, make you $100. These, I don't even want these. give me somewhere I could cook a little bit.
Oh, Domas is back. I'm going to get in there right now.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's back.
What the hell is going on here?
Let me put some in right now before they do something crazy.
Domas, 18 and a half.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah,
back, okay. Okay, that brought me up a little bit. That brought me up a little bit. So the flex play gives me 140. The power play gives me 250. I only got one demon in here, and it's not even in the Kings game.
Yeah, I don't have no demons.
I got a Mike Conley demon at 4.5.
Oh, you're going across the league. Okay.
Yeah. Well, because I can't. Oh, I don't think I can have two Domas plays, so I got to take that out.
No.
I got De'Aaron.
What were the two Domas plays you were trying to make?
I had De'Aaron. Okay. So before the 18 and a half came back, I think it was 40 and a half rebounds, points, assists.
He went crazy on that combo on Sunday, I think it was. He had that at the end of, like, in the middle of the third quarter.
I need another play. I need something exciting. This isn't fun. If I added Shea at 25 and a half versus Utah, man, that don't do nothing. Man, this is whack.
Shea's a demon. Shea's got a demon, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's a little green demon that don't.
Now you can move that.
Let me, if I go 5 out of 5.
Can't you move Shea into oh no, you can't move him into a crazy diamond.
I don't even know what that means. Oh. No, I can't move him. Let's get TC in here. 916-909-1320. What's happening, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, big dog?
Oh, man, just vibing, man. Just, you know, trying to wait till everything unravel. Hey, check it out, y'all. D-Lo, KC, Jesse in the back. I think things going to fall our way. When I say our way, I mean the Kings, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Monty liked them little 4 or 5 team trades, right? With a bunch of moving pieces. I think this whole Jimmy Butler situation.
Based on what?
I don't listen.
Okay.
With the pieces earlier, D-Lo, you know how we got Trey Lyles and all the pieces moving around? I think Monty want to jump in on this, bro, and we'd be able to get our pieces. I don't know. I ain't got a source. I just feel that Monty want to get in on this big trade. I don't know why he don't want to deal with one team straight up. He like jumping in and say, hey, let's party. I need 3 or 4 teams. I think that's his M.O., bro.
Okay. It's fine.
Monty showing up to the GM room. Hey, where's everybody at?
I'm just asking, like, why do we feel that way? TC's like, vibes.
Monty likes the party.
Monty, I guess, big partier. I know when I look at Monty McNair, I see a big partier.
Wait, Nets GM is the only person here? Sucks.
I'm not doing no one-on-one.
I don't want Cam Johnson if I can't work with 7 other teams. I hear you, TC. I don't think your thinking is based in reality, but that's cool.
I think he's trying to get a deal done regardless. One person.
He does not care what Miami and Phoenix are doing.
No, unless it has something to do with what he's trying to do. If it doesn't, then by all means, you guys go have that pool party.
Uncle, no, it's a vest party. It's not a pool party. He's at the vest party. Talking about trades, talking about acquiring players, there's a lot of talk about the Kings bench needs to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And Casey did some research over the weekend and said, hold up.
KCZ.
Let's talk about this for a second. What'd you find?
It was kind of interesting, right? Because you look at the top 5 teams in the league in bench scoring.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks. The Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spurs.
Okay.
Three of those teams are bad, really bad. The Hawks are kind of middling, and the Grizzlies are good. So then I was like, all right, let me look at the bottom 5 teams. The bottom 5 teams in the league in bench scoring.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics,
yep.
The Nuggets,
yep.
The Kings, the Lakers, and the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And all that said to me is, like, if you want bench scoring, if you can get it, nobody's going to turn that away. But I don't know if it's as imperative as we tend to think. If you have a starting five that's capable of scoring 90 to 110 points by themselves, the need for Cam Johnson-type scorer off the bench or Kyle Kuzma-type scorer off the bench, it's not needed. If you can get it, get it. Mm-hmm. But it's not needed. And even then, those guys aren't going to come in. They probably won't average double digits.
What is the next step then in this process?
Well, okay, hang on a second. Before we go there, help me out. Don't forget that question. Next step. I'm going to jot that down right there. Bookmark it, as Kenny would say.